Hello, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. And in this video, I'm going to be commenting on the Rwanda plan, because it's been the Conservative and Unionist government's policy for over 2 years to take those who entered the United Kingdom illegally with a view to claiming asylum and send them to Rwanda, where they will be detained whilst their claims are processed. So this is a flagship Tory policy, but it seems it's a sinking ship, this one, because the Court of Appeal has just found it to be illegal. Now, a few months ago, the Supreme Court found it to be lawful, but there's been another legal challenge on it. I know one of the barristers who's involved in it. Anyway, so it's not looking good for Suella Braverman, who's the Home Secretary, and therefore in charge of immigration, asylum, naturalisation, and so forth, because she's harped on and on and on about it. You might recall in January this year, the Prime Minister, Mr. Rishi Sunak, he tried to have a reboot and he had five pledges, one of which was stop the boats. So people who've come illegally as far as France usually, then get into boats and they illegally cross the English Channel, landing on the southern shore of the United Kingdom, often lodging asylum claims. Now, why do they so come? Now, they may have the well-founded fear of persecution in their homeland, but they don't have a well-founded fear of persecution in France. I don't think. But some of these boats don't make it. They sink, people drown. They've often paid thousands of pounds to people smugglers. They've sometimes come thousands of miles, crossed several borders, been in a few completely safe countries. Why do they come to the United Kingdom rather than stay in France, any other safe Western country to which they pass could grant them safe haven? Well, there's several reasons. It could be because they have a higher chance of having their claim upheld, of being given indefinitely to remain in the United Kingdom. It could be because they already have friends and relatives in the UK. Are the benefits over generous in the United Kingdom? I've heard people say that's actually a myth compared to neighboring European countries. It might be because they're most likely to speak English as their foreign language rather than have learned French or Flemish or Dutch or Spanish or German or something like that. But bear in mind, in many Western European countries, particularly the Netherlands, Sweden, or Germany, you can easily get by speaking only English. There's actually no need to learn the local language. So it's for a variety of reasons they choose to come to the UK. But is Rwanda a safe place to hold such people? It's a less economically developed country. It's a member of the Commonwealth of Nations, despite having been a Belgian prior to that, a German colony. But it's adopted English as official language about almost 30 years ago, just after the Rwandan genocide. But I'm told the situation there is actually very bad. And there was an incident a couple of years ago where a dozen asylum seekers were killed. I don't know if they were killed because they were asylum seekers, might have been killed for some other reason, and that public services don't particularly function well. So would they be held in conditions commensurate to the ones they would experience if they were detained within the United Kingdom? So why are asylum seekers detained? I remember Dr. Evan Harris, sometime a Liberal Democrat MP for Oxford West and Aberdeen, said they shouldn't be detained because seeking asylum is not a crime. All right then, so they'll be out on the street, they'll be working or whatever, contribute to the economy, that's a good thing. But then if their claims are found to be invalid and try to get these people to deport them, might be impossible to find them. And then it makes being in the UK even more attractive. If you're held in a detention centre in not terribly salubrious conditions, you'll be less likely to come here. Only come here if you really are desperate, if you really need to. If you want to come as economic migrants, a completely respectable thing to do, they should apply for a work visa and come through the normal channels. Now, I put myself in their position. If I was from a less economic developed country, were it Afghanistan or Somalia or whatever, even if there was no conflict, I might say, well, life in the United Kingdom is better, even as our own minimum wage job. So I'll cross the seas illegally and think, well, this is a victimless crime. I'm doing no real harm. I'm actually benefiting the country. And it comes in, so I can't entirely blame them. And I have a friend who came to the United Kingdom 20 years ago in the back of a lorry. And then he was caught by the police a few years later, but his country is allowed to join the European Union. So he's allowed to stay. And he's done very well for himself, built up his business. But the fact he's done well for himself, I suppose, is neither here nor there. If he crashed and burned, would he be less a worthy person? Maybe he would. But anyway, he did come to the UK illegally, and obviously there's got to be some sort of forgiveness after a while. There would have been little purpose to deport him, as then he'd be able to come back a few months later when his homeland was joining the European Union. And of course, the United Kingdom was a member of the European Union at the time. Of course, the number of illegal immigrants fell precipitously during COVID, but it's way back up. So 700,000 people net moving to the United Kingdom in 2023. That's the estimate. But obviously, some of those are illegal. Most of those are coming legally. But the UK government is foolish in counting students. His Majesty's government should not count foreign students who do their course and mostly go home after their course is completed. And some of these are people who are here under exceptional circumstances, coming from Ukraine or Hong Kong. But that will peter out. Those who want to come have largely come already. So maybe more British people will be leaving, or foreign people will be leaving, because the economic situation is fairly bleak in the United Kingdom right now. So what to do? Because if it isn't tackled, the number of people arriving is going to get higher and higher and higher, and puts enormous pressure on social services. They've got to be housed. They've got to be provided medical care, with education, with whatever. I think one thing we can't say is they're taking our jobs, because although the UK's got very low unemployment, it's got labour shortages in the hospitality sector, in social care, in construction, farm labouring, trying to find a handyman and so on. So these people can fill some of these shortages. But coming illegally is not what it's about. You're coming because you've got a well-founded fear of persecution under the Refugee Convention. People say there's a right to seek asylum, but there's not an unlimited right to cross borders. But sometimes they say, well, I wouldn't have got a visa to come here legally. I had to come here illegally, and then claim asylum as soon as I possibly can. Some of these claims are true and some of them are bogus, and they ought to be deported. So the Conservative government is trying to grasp this nettle and is not succeeding. But is this Rwanda plan viable? It seems to me that it's not feasible. So the unviability of it might be recognised by the UK government. Well, what's the alternative? Because the numbers will just rise and rise and rise. And then there's a danger of social services collapsed, particularly in southeast England, where they tend to arrive most of all. And the Conservatives are at least trying to get a handle on it. Well, Labour will come in and say, oh, it's racist to have any immigration policy at all, to ever deport any illegal person or whatever. And if people aren't illegally, we can then enter a country illegally. And so then, I mean, I've heard leftists say have a complete open door. I say, okay, so 700,000 a year is not too much for you. Maybe it's not too much. Maybe that's about right. 1 million a year, 2 million a year, 3 million a year, 10 million a year. Oh, you're scaremongering. Am I? There are 8.5 billion people in the world, right? And you know, the UK has got, what is it, a gross national income per capita of something like $30,000. You go to Rwanda, where it's about $200, isn't it? $200. Okay, $30,000 or $200. Which would you rather earn per annum? I mean, there's just no contest that huge, huge numbers of people would come. And even being on minimum wage or benefits, they'd be better off than in some countries, and you can't blame them. So if the UK is to be livable, there's got to be restrictions on this. Not to say any race, ethnicity or religion is bad. And obviously there should be some immigration. But you can have too much of a good thing. So things can become harmful if at an excessive level. And I don't know what the solution is. There is no magic bullet to this one. So thank you for watching a video on this most vexatious topic. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.